Hey friends, it's Sherry. Before we jump into today's episode, I wanted to let you know about an upcoming virtual summit I'm a guest speaker at and you can attend for free. So whether you're an entrepreneur seeking to boost cash flow and leads or a career professional ready to take the leap into entrepreneurship, this event is designed with your specific needs in mind. It's an opportunity you don't want to be missed. And I'm not exaggerating when I say it will be an epic experience. So join me and 15 plus other top female entrepreneur experts for the Rise of the Entrepreneur, Navigating the Entrepreneurial Landscape for Female Professionals 5-Day Summit. Together, we're going to dig deep into our wealth of expertise, offering invaluable support for career professionals and entrepreneurs like you. Every year, you see my friend Sherelle Slace host this event, and collectively, she brings in over 4,000 women at all levels wanting to implement new strategies and take their businesses to the next level. And I'm so excited to be one of the guest speakers this year. And I'm also attending this event myself, and I would love to invite you to join me. So this 5-day virtual summit runs May 13th through 17th. And during that time, you can catch all the replays of the trainings. Trainings like From Unknown to Unstoppable, Publicity Tactics for Fearless Female Entrepreneurs, or Manage Your Money Like a Boss, or Navigating the Entrepreneurial Landscape for Female Professionals, or this one I'm very interested about, Top 4 Legal Mistakes to Avoid on Your Online Business. And my topic is Unleash Your Strengths and Thrive in Entrepreneurship. So you're not going to want to miss this one, so reserve your spot now. Yep, go ahead. Put this episode on pause, go over and register, and then hop back in here to finish listening. All you have to do is head over to rebrand.ly/risessummit/Sherry Miter. So rebrand.ly/risessummit/Sherry Miter. I'm sorry, Rise Summit. There's only one S there. And I will put that link in the show notes for you as well. So do me one more favor. If you register, pop into our new Motivated for More Facebook group and let me know if you'll be watching the summit next week. We can compare notes together. All right, my friend, hope to see you at the summit, and let's get back to today's episode. I want to share with you, my listeners, who are also on a mission to create your ideal life. I assume you are, or you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. Things for you to think about. And I'm going to share with you my 3 or 4 things that I do really love doing or having, and they serve a purpose in my life over the next 4 or 5 weeks, over the summertime. Welcome to the Discovering Your Calling podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I'm here to help you unleash your strengths and get clarity on your calling. I believe when you find your purpose in life, fulfillment, joy, and success will follow. If you're ready, pop in those earbuds, hit that follow button, and join me on this journey toward discovering your calling. When I decided to create the Discovering Your Calling podcast and the Discovering Your Calling Academy, I knew that they both needed to be more than talking about making a career change, more than talking about using your strengths, more than getting clarity on your calling, even though all of that is super, super important. And of course, part of the goal of the Discovering Your Calling podcast and academy. But what I really, really wanted from it, and I hope that you get from listening to the podcast, or if you decide to be a student, you know, participating in the academy, is creating your ideal life. Like, that really is the ultimate goal. And having a career you love is part of creating that ideal life, right? But that ideal life is something that lights you up, whether you're at work or you're at play, whether you're working or you're resting. That ideal life is something that you can create, that you love. don't want to say every minute of it, because that would be an impossible task, I think, for us to love every single minute of life. I mean, we do have to grocery shop. I have to go pick up my eyeglasses soon. I don't love those things, but that we love most of our life and we love the things that we've created. And this has really, really been on my heart and soul and mind lately, because we are in the middle of packing and clearing things out of our apartment. If you've been following along, you know that on August 1st of 2023, my husband and I are going to be out of this apartment that we've absolutely loved for the last few years and moving on to our 42-foot sailboat. And we're going to be living on the sailboat, hopefully for a year is the goal. And, you know, just journeying down the intercoastal waterway, experiencing some new life things. And yes, I have created this career so that I could do that, that I could work from the boat. But what we are doing right now is the hard stuff to get ready for that. It's all the packing and clearing out and looking at all of our things, because originally like, we'll sell everything. But that's not really realistic, because there's some things I want to keep. There's some things that mean something to me, or they serve a purpose. So we've kind of gone from let's sell everything to let's downsize a lot, because there's only so much room on the boat that we can take, you know, a few select things with us. We're going to be, you know, getting a storage room. So what do we want to put in the storage facility so that when we're done traveling on the boat and we find our next place to live, what things do we want to bring with us for that next step down the road? So as we're clearing out, I'm looking at everything through two lenses, and it has to check off one of these two boxes, or it goes in the sell it on Facebook marketplace or give it away box. So the two things I'm looking at are, one, does it still serve a purpose or a need that we have, or will it still serve a purpose or need that we have? If it does, then we're probably going to keep it. And or number two, do we really like it? We just really love it. Like, I've been sitting in my office one day and we were going to sell all the furniture in my office, but I'm sitting in here one day and it's like, I love my office. I love the couch that I have on it. That's also our guest bed. I love the chair that's in it because it's so comfortable. I love the ottoman in here because it stores things. I love our bookshelves because they're exactly what I wanted and it took me a long time to find them. I don't love my desk, so the desk is going to go. But the rest of it is like, I really want to keep it. I just really, really love it. Now my husband knows we need a bigger storage room because, yeah, we're going to keep some of the furniture. So anyway, everything in our house has been going through this filter of, again, one, does it still serve or will it serve a purpose or need that we will have? And or do we just really like it? And if it can't check off one of those two boxes, then we're just not going to keep it. There's no reason to keep it. There's no reason to hold on to something that really doesn't serve a purpose anymore. Maybe it did at one point, but we really just don't need it. We don't use it. It's just taking up space. Or do we look at it and think, I don't even really like this thing. Like, I've never liked it. Or I liked it at one point, but now I just don't anymore. Then why on earth would we hold on to it? And as I'm doing this process, yeah, one, I will tell you, it's very scary and it's hard. Oh my gosh, it's so hard to do, to let go of things. But I'm also sensing the more we're doing it, there's this peace, this sense of freedom to streamline our life. And I was sharing this with some friends. I was with old high school friends that we got together. We finally made that someday today. And we booked a vacation, a VRBO house, and we came together. We haven't seen each other in 30 something years and got together and we had a great weekend. And of course, they're all asking me these questions about, what are you doing? How are you doing that? How are you downsizing to live on a boat? And I was sharing with them, there's a sense of peace when we're on the boat, because you can only bring what you essentially need, because I don't like clutter. So I'm not going to clutter up the boat. I need space around me. So we're being very on purpose with only bringing what we absolutely need with us on the boat. But what I said was, what I find is there's a sense of freedom about that, because when I go there, and even the clothes I have on the boat already, there's only so many shirts to choose from. There's not like a whole closet full like I have at home. And there's freedom and peace in that. There's only so many choices to make on everything on the boat, or maybe there's only one choice. And it's peaceful when you can live that way. So I guess it's that minimalist-ish kind of life. But it got me thinking, this whole process of streamlining things has just got me thinking of like, how can I not just streamline my life and my surroundings, but how can I do this with my business? Because I don't know about you guys, but there are days that I just get very overwhelmed with all the information coming at me, all the things that I feel like I should be doing as an entrepreneur. And I wanted to streamline that too. So I decided that I'm going to start looking at all the processes that I do in my business the same way I'm doing streamlining our surroundings of, one, does this still serve a purpose? So before I start to do anything new, does it still serve a purpose? Before I sign up for a new course, will this actually serve a purpose? You know, before I just make any steps, any action steps, does it hit that? The other filter is, do I even really enjoy this? Do I really like this? Do I like doing this? And honestly, for my business, I want them to check off both filters. I want to be able to say, does this still serve a purpose, or does this serve a purpose? And do I really enjoy doing it? And if it can't check off two boxes, then I'm going to really spend some time thinking about, why am I doing this? Why do I keep spending time here if I'm not enjoying it and it's not serving a purpose? And just streamlining the way I live my life, the way I run my business. So not just the surroundings. And I was thinking this morning on like, what are those things in my life that have served me well over the years? Just living as an entrepreneur, as a person, as a woman? And what do I really enjoy doing? And I came up with just a few things. And I decided, you know what, for the summertime, I want to share with you, my listeners, who are also on a mission to create your ideal life. I assume you are, or you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. Things for you to think about. And I'm going to share with you my three or four things that I do really love doing or having, and they serve a purpose in my life over the next 4 or 5 weeks, over the summertime, because July should be a month of freedom and fun, which is one of those things I wanted to share, because it's a month of unplugging. And that would be one of the first things, is just, we need space. We need time off. That is something I love. And that is something that serves a purpose. And I would highly encourage you to look at that as well. So you'll notice over the summertime, over July at least, the podcasts are going to be much shorter. They're going to be simpler. They're going to be little bite-sized nuggets, because I want to enjoy my time off. And I think you should as well. So I hope the next few podcasts serve you well and will help you start thinking about, what are the things that do serve you? What are the things that you do enjoy? And maybe you can borrow from my ideas so you can incorporate them into your life as well. Because the main goal, my friend, is that we can enjoy a life that's peaceful, that we have freedom, freedom from clutter, freedom from things that stress us out, freedom from things that we have fallen into this rut of, we're doing them and we don't even know why on earth we're still doing them, or why on earth we still have this thing hanging around when we don't even like it. So this will be your chance to come along with me and clear the clutter mentally and physically, and keep or add in the things that give you pure joy. That's our goal for the month of July. So over the next few podcasts, and here's a little segue or a little preview of what you'll hear about. One is, I already started talking about it today, just unplugging and taking time off, giving yourself space. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about napping. I am the queen of napping. And so many people don't know how to nap. It sounds crazy, I know. But we're going to talk, I'm going to teach you how to master napping and why you need a nap in your day. We're going to talk about coffee, water, and wine and why they are essential. Maybe not the coffee, maybe not the wine, but why they're essential to me. And then we're going to talk about one of my favorite things to do is journaling. And I hope to share a few excerpts from stacks of journals I found, because again, we're cleaning out. I think my husband just found 5 journals over the years of mine. So I'm going to peek through and you'll get a little inside look at some of my private journal entries along this entrepreneurial discovering your calling journey. So I hope that you're excited to come on this journey with me, and we'll just keep it light and fun and peaceful for the next few weeks. All right, my friend, as always, thank you for listening to the Discovering Your Calling podcast. And if you could, invite a friend to join you on this journey. Thank you for spending this time with me. My hope is something you heard today inspires you to take action toward discovering your calling. I just have 2 favors to ask of you before you go. 1, if you found value and enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and you might hear your review read on a future episode. And 2, can you share this episode with 3 friends who will also enjoy it as much as you did? By doing these things, you will help us grow the podcast to make a bigger impact on the world. And until next week, remember, you've been created to live a life of fulfillment, freedom, purpose, success, and joy.